A report found that business fraud has increased by two-thirds from 2006 to 2009 as the distressed economy put more financial stress on both employees and employers. The report found that the typical company lost 5% of its annual revenue to fraud and abuse, and 15% of that was tied to travel expense fraud. For many companies, travel expense fraud is like being nibbled away by little piranhas rather than being eaten by a big shark, says John Verver, a provider of financial monitoring software and expertise. Accountants have long known that otherwise law-abiding people commit travel expense fraud. I don't think people always take the view that falsifying expense claims is a criminal act, said Mr. Verver. People say to themselves, if I want to pick up some sweatshirts for the kids or have a big dinner, that's what the company owes me for the inconvenience of being on the road. Fraud schemes run the gamut from the minor to the extreme. Falsified taxi receipts are a favorite, thanks in part to the stacks of blank receipts taxi drivers hand out in many cities. So, too, are faked business trip expenses. Let's say I'm an executive, Mr. Verver said, and buy a first-class ticket. Then I'll cash it in for two coach tickets and take my wife with me. When I take her to dinner, if the bill is too high, I'll put down that I took a customer. Manual expense report filing systems can also contribute. With manual forms, the guy could add up the expenses wrong on purpose and hope that nobody catches it, he said. 100 plus 100 equals 300. While there are no hard figures on the cost of travel expense fraud to American companies, estimates range as high as billions of dollars a year.